Proclamation No. 3813 of 27th of June, 1946. Destiny according to the will. The fact that you are in adversity and distress of body and soul is not hidden from my knowledge, but neither is your spiritual direction, your heart's will for good or evil. And this determines the course of your life. It determines the events which fatefully approach you. It also determines the effect of your fellow human beings' actions carried out in evil will, as well as my intervention according to my will. For I seek to remedy the soul's adversity, I seek to bring its salvation, because I know about the consequences of spiritual adversity in eternity, about the lightless state which causes the soul far greater agony than the greatest earthly adversity. If the human being's will is good, then the soul will need less harsh means of education, and its course of life will not show such great trials if it is granted a certain time to mature. But at the end of this redemption epoch, many souls will only have to pass a short test of life. And understandably this will be more difficult due to its brevity, so that the soul will reach maturity at the end. This is the result of their long opposition to me, which did not allow them to embody themselves on earth earlier. And since the end of this redemption period is determined according to my plan of eternity, the time granted to the lost people for embodiment will become ever shorter and correspondingly more difficult. Yet the final aim is the same and can be achieved by every soul with serious striving for perfection. Yet these souls embodied in the last people of this earth also carry different wills within themselves, partly turned towards me, partly turned away from me. And this difference of will also determines the different phase of life and the effect of the deeds which the will gives birth to. People will have to bear the heaviest suffering and threaten to break as a result, and yet people can also live amongst them who are full of strength and who do not find the suffering unbearable. For I myself determine the severity of suffering, the harshness of adversity, according to people's will, which I know and try to change precisely through this adversity. And because humanity's will is increasingly turning away from me in the last days, the tribulation must also increase if the souls are to be successful. Yet I do not consider any person unjustly, for I know the attitude of each individual and take it into account. And therefore I provide my own in the lost days with particularly rich gifts of grace, with extraordinary strength and immense love, because I know how difficult the last test of earthly life is for them, which they shall pass in order to be able to be close to me. I know every person's soul and bless him as soon as he is good. I extend every conceivable grace to the human being and help him until the end in order to then fetch him to me into my kingdom. And I shorten the days of adversity for my own sake. I end the time of tribulation with the day of my coming in the clouds, so that my word is fulfilled which promises bliss to those who persevere until the end. Amen.